Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true. Ba-dum, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Friday. Carrie Bickmore.
Wow,
I'll speak.
I'll go.
Sometimes, good evening. It's not evening,
it's
is
right.
it?
And I understand sometimes the cues on this show can be confusing. So when Buzz says,
hello.
Hello, Carrie Bickmore. That's your turn to speak, mate.
Sorry, I was thinking of lots of things. I was thinking it was evening. I was thinking about going out and I was thinking about what my booty drop's going to be. Drop it like it's hot.
Bickmore's booty drop. I can't believe after that I didn't even get a hello.
Sorry. He's got... Hello, Tommy Little. How are you?
No, Buzz is meant to do that bit. That's okay. Fine.
You do that bit, Buzz.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Oh, sorry. Is that me, mate? I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
Friday night. Well, it's Friday afternoon. But if you're getting ready to go out,
yeah.
The song that used to get me going as a teenager when I would get ready to go out and I'd be with my girlfriends, we'd be putting our makeup on and putting our skirts on.
Buddy Holly?
Nah, bit of Say My Name.
Oh, you're lying about your age again.
Destiny's Child.
Rough
hit it, Buzz.
Bit of a rocky start, but we do have a huge show coming up for you this afternoon.
Just hit it, Buzz. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards. It's your primitive is when, yeah. I reckon this is my favourite time of the week.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I love
when
this.
When I win.
Which is always. Cool. All right, let's get into it.
Wow, for your favourite time of the week, you're really sitting in silence for a while.
I'm just waiting for a bit of Carrie and Tommy banter. That's all.
Well, I'm focused. I've got an issue with my headphones.
That's perfect. Let's start, Buzz.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Carrie can't hear anything. Let's go. Hit us with the first one.
I jammed my thigh into them and now I can only hear
Sounds like
one
an elaborate here. Excuse to get out of it. Let's go, Buzz.
Song number one.
Tommy's
in.
My Love, Justin Timberlake.
No, we did that last week.
Damn it.
Play it again. I think
my headphones must have a delay of a week.
I thought it would be Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
That's what I thought.
Do I have to lock that in?
I reckon you're right.
It is. Never doubt yourself, Carrie Bickmore. Never doubt yourself.
She's beating me with one ear.
All right, let's get into song number two.
Bum right here. Tommy.
Oh.
It's Pink. Oh. I thought, okay.
You suck.
No. It's, play it again.
You suck. Editorial, but...
Vibration. Who sings it?
I got a buzz out.
Who is it?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Buzz, you are meant to be an independent arbitrator.
Yeah.
And I don't think you saying you suck is distinguishing from my compliment.
I'm just commentating the facts, mate.
And as he said before, never doubt yourself, Carrie.
All right, song number three.
Tommy, I know exactly what it is.
Christian's having fun in the background.
Is it? Is it Anne-Marie? I know the song. Mama Ye?
I'm not going to say anything to that, but it is wrong.
Can you play it again?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not Mama Ye?
Is it...
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Is it Mama Ye? Is it Camila Cabello?
Is it Camila Cabello?
Mama Ye?
No.
Sorry,
I know.
Walking da 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 da. Mama Ye. Mama Ye.
No.
Buzzer out, buzzer.
I don't think you would have got
it.
Ava Max, Sweet but Psycho.
Ava Max.
Ava Max, yeah.
Ava and Max.
Can you just hold on one sec? I really can't hear out of one ear. And it's
go, Buzz.
Really annoying me.
Next song.
Song number four.
No, hold on. I can't hear.
Tommy?
Tommy has got in first, Carrie. Sorry.
No, no, yeah, Tommy has buzzed in. So, Tommy, you want to have a go? Do you have any idea at all? Don't look at Christian.
Christian's already told Carrie the answer.
I know what it is.
Is it Dance With Me, Justin Timberlake?
No.
No, it isn't. All right, here it is. Carrie, if you get this, you win.
Is it Bruno Mars' Treasure?
It is!
And one Christian, and one Sonda waving her bum in my face to distract me.
Never doubt yourself, Carrie Bickmore. Never doubt yourself.
Thank you.
And anything
you,
for me, Buzz?
You suck.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've discovered that my family, all ages of family, say what's on their mind, say without thinking about it.
Filter free?
Filter free.
Straight from the thinking bit. Out the mouth.
So my mum was at Evie's party the other day and my little nephew was walking past with his mum, my sister-in-law, and mum said out loud, "See, he's got a very flat head. Look at his flat head there at the back." And then I went, "Nah, not flat." She goes, "Yeah, it's flat. Look at it, flat. It just goes, and it goes flat." And then I'm like, "Can you stop saying flat?" As my sister-in-law was looking at me this look, and I just thought, "Mum, keep it in your head, you know?"
So mother flathead was looking at you going...
Of course, no one wants to be told that their kid's got a flat head.
Was it a flat head?
So then I overcompensated and started going, "So round, so round, look how round it is." So there's just two nutters going, "It's flat, it's flat," and then no one going, "It's round."
What are they playing? Just guess the kid's head shape. It's a classic family traditional game.
Well, because Adelaide's got a flat head, so I think mum was...
Oh, mate, you can't say that when you've just said that you don't want it. It's said about kids.
No, 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 but I can say it about my own child.
No.
That Adelaide's got a flat head and mum's trying to say that perhaps Daddy it runs in the family. And I'm like, no, it's just because she's been sleeping on the side of her head.
Does that flatten out one spot?
Yeah.
Does
it's like a flathead syndrome. So you got
Is that why our sides of our heads are flatter?
From sleeping on our side.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, because otherwise people wouldn't have flappy ears because they'd always just be tucked back.
But maybe then our ears would, if we never slept
would
in
be
our,
like Dumbo.
It would be full on like car doors open.
Anyway, I thought oldest member of my family saying inappropriate things. Then I'm hanging out with Sonda, our producer here in the radio studio the day, and your favourite little person, Evie, was hanging out. And then what did Evie say to you, Sonda?
She actually said it to you. She came up and she said, Mum. And she whispered into you, blah, 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 blah. And you said, "What?" And she...
Ben spoke a bit louder.
She spoke a bit louder and she said, "Why is Sonda's chair so wet?"
To be fair, I would like to know the answer to that as well.
And I said, quite innocently, "Oh, honey, I think she may have just spilt a drink on it." And then she went over and patted it. And then Sonda said,
"I think I've sweated all over your chair." Which is better than pee.
I don't know. Buzz, what do you reckon?
No, I don't reckon. I reckon sweat's worse.
Sweat's worse than pee.
Well, because think about where you're sweating from.
Oh, yeah.
Bum sweat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your pee comes from that area.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, 131060. What would you rather? Sweat it on a piss dog. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had our good mate Pete Hellier on.
Oh, gosh. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah. And I shared with you one of my earlier writings, one of the first stories I wrote, The Boy Who Pressed Hard.
The Boy Who Pressed Hard.
Sorry. The Boy Who Pressed So Hard.
Too hard?
So hard. Which was about a young boy who pressed so hard he broke his pencil.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway,
it was only one page.
It was only one page.
Despite having a table of contents.
Ten chapters. With headings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it was one page, which I think we all agreed was a tad too long. But we also agreed on a couple of other things.
Yeah.
The first thing was that your storytelling ability has grown no further since you're that age.
As a few of our listeners have pointed out to you recently.
And secondly, the whole thing was an elaborate just ruse to get to the real nugget in the gold mine, which was the other story called The Magician Who Talks Too Much.
Talked a lot,
which I just think I'm so excited about.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't get any calls from publishers after I read The Boy Who Pressed So Hard, and I was a little tad disappointed in that. So I thought, you know what? I need to go round two with the magician who talked a lot.
I'm so excited.
And I feel like this could be turned into a book.
The title has me sucked in. They do say in comedy that you should open strong and close strong. And the problem you have maybe with the publishers is that you open pathetically weak.
Well, let's see how we go with this. Do you have a bit of book reading music, Buzz?
How's this?
Oh, God, it's almost like we went through about seven different harp noises to find that just when we were off air before and... Now we've really nailed it. Good.
Once upon a time, there lived a magician called Jack.
Straight in.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready. Okay. I thought you were going to read the title first.
No.
Table of contents.
No, we've done all that.
Great.
Yeah, straight to it. He always talked a lot. And when he went to perform, the audience called him Big Mouth. He said, "Hey, guys, what's the matter with you? Nothing, Big Mouth. It's just funny, Big Mouth. Stop calling me Big Mouth. I'm sick and tired of it, Big Mouth." Strong start.
It's good.
When Jack got home, he
Is that the word, strong start, or were you just commenting?
No, I was just commenting on my story.
You need to have harp out for when you're going to step out of the book and comment.
I won't step out of the book at any point.
Wait, is this in the book? Okay.
Okay. I'm back in the book.
Is that bit in the book?
When Jack got home, he went around the whole neighbourhood and told the news that they'd laughed as well. He would not stop talking about it. The next time he went to perform, he had a different lot of people watching him. They were much better, but the audience got bored of him. Suddenly, a crowd of people was looking at their watches. They were beginning to notice that the circus was going on too long.
I know how they feel.
Everybody was shouting at him and saying, "It's past the time." And the magician would not stop talking.
It's past the time.
It was supposed to finish at 5, but it finished at 7. When the circus finally finished, everybody was shouting and screaming and having a good time while Jack was getting told off by the police and having to go to court.
Whoa.
Yeah. When he got put in jail, he was so unhappy that he never wanted to be in a circus again. By Carrie Bickmore. What do you think? Harp out, harp out. That's story done.
What do I think? I'll just use your closing words. Bye, Carrie Bickmore.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I know you've talked to me about this before, but explain your colour blindness to me.
I'm colour blind.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Explain to
me. Short and sharp break. You'll be happy, boss.
Explain to me what it means. What do you see?
I haven't really noticed. So I found it out because I did a medical, because I went to get a job at the casino when I was young.
Yep.
And I wanted to be a blackjack dealer.
Why do you have to have a medical to be a blackjack dealer?
Because all the colours like blend into one. So chips and stuff like that, you've got to deal with all different colours of chips and colours of all stuff like that. I don't really know.
So you didn't know until you were an adult?
No, yeah. And so a colour blindness test was part of the medical. And I found out then. But then since then, there's been a few things.
But at school, were teachers like, "Mate, I asked you to draw a blue cow and you drew a pink one"?
No. I'd never noticed it. But then there has been a few things since then. For example, one year they dressed me for the Logies.
Yeah.
And I thought I was in a shiny black tux. And you know, I don't like anything lairish or out there. And then Caliber, who'd supplied the suit, they posted on Instagram and said, "Tommy Little wearing the aubergine tux." And I said to Natty, the stylist, I said, "What?" I said, "What colour is this?" And she goes, "Like purple."
You look like an eggplant.
Yeah, I'm an eggplant. And I was like,
but you wore it confidently because you thought you were wearing a shiny
black tux. Right up until the point that I found out it was purple. And yeah.
But what does it, I guess what I'm getting at is it the same for everybody when you're colorblind
or each person
sees different colors?
Yeah. And it's often, for me, it's just when they kind of blended in. It's subtle things. Like I did have a jacket that I thought was brown and it was green because my mate, Hato, finally said after a year, he goes, "I hate that bright green jacket. Why do you wear that?" And I was like, I had no idea. And
okay,
I'm
so
worried because you're holding
happened,
up my brand new jumper.
This
is the first wear. And Sonda's already called it a girl's jumper.
It was Sonda thought.
I thought it was Carrie's. I thought you got cold and borrowed one because it's very feminine.
I saw you, I said, "Nice jumper."
Is it really feminine?
Like, what did I say to you? "Nice jumper. It's a tad feminine." Did I not say that to you?
It's a cool jumper.
So what I think may have happened is I think you've bought a jacket, and I think you may have thought you bought a different colour jacket.
Do you know what is starting to make sense?
What?
I bought it from a shop and a girl served me.
Yeah.
And she said, "I'm totally getting myself one of these." But I thought that was just like, Like, why is it smell bad?
Sorry,
today's the first day I've worn it. Well, that must be like a new jumper smell.
You need some new deodorant.
Smell.
Hey, no, I wanted to talk about the colour.
What are you picking out of your mouth?
It's sure.
I've also got an air.
Don't lick it. Give us the smell of it.
Oh, look at that. It's curly.
What is it?
Oh, anyway.
Why'd you wipe it back on the jumper?
So now they're both smelling
like
the jumper.
I have a smell of that.
I mean, it's not bad.
But that's not even a person smell. That's like a new jumper
smell.
It
smells
smell.
Good.
Oh, okay. Each to your own. What colour?
Sonda, you don't have to lick it as well.
Sonda's really getting into it.
I'm trying to
what
see
what colour.
I actually think it smells like Christmas.
Wait, you got tickets on yourself.
No, like Christmas tree. No, I don't think I smell like Christmas.
What colour do you think that jumper
what
is?
What season do you smell like? Give us a call. What colour do I think it is? Green, like a green.
All right.
Is it?
Yep, you bought a green jumper. I mean, dark aqua I would have gone with, but it's good. Well, anyway, that's just a good segment.
I actually would have said teal.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Can I just say, this means Carrie assumed you were blind when you bought this. Let that sink in.
I think she is right, though. I think
it's very fair.
It's size 16. That's a girl's thing, isn't it?
You bought a size 16 girl's teal jumper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm hesitant to talk about this because I think it might be illegal.
I did have my concerns when you sent me the image on the weekend. My first thought was, can you do that? So I think your concerns are rightly placed.
I'm going to make it quite vague in detail.
Okay.
I was out at a
place.
Can
we say where?
I was at a cafe.
But can we say what part of the country?
I don't think it's good.
Okay.
Yep. I was at a cafe and a lady came up to me at the cafe and said hi. Mm. And we started chatting and she introduced herself and she said, how was I? And I said, oh, to be honest, I'm a little bit hungover.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, no worries, I can sort you out. I said, what do you mean? And she said, oh, well, I'm at a place that offers a hangover treatment, right?
Mm.
And I said, what? And she goes, like an IV drip. And I've seen these. And I said to her,
yeah, I've
got real
before.
Excited. Yeah,
they're big in LA or something.
In Vegas.
Like
remember when we were in Vegas?
That's
all
it.
These places
yes.
offer, and apparently I've heard too here that medical professionals are mad for them.
So they do self-administer?
Yes.
Yes.
So they're, because it's basically just fluid
it's an
replacement,
IV drip,
right?
But
yeah, but
yes.
She goes, I'll bang some vitamins in there.
So is that
as well.
What the hangover, what makes you feel the worst is that you're dehydrated?
I am no medical expert, but I'm going to say yes.
Right.
And so I went, sure. And she goes, follow me.
Because that's what you do when a stranger says, do you want me to whack you on a drip? Sure.
Sure. Yeah. You remember hangovers, right? You're like, that is what you do. You go,
no,
anything.
No, 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 I don't. There is no chance if a stranger wanted to stick anything into me like that I would go into a room and have that done unless I was in a hospital.
I followed her like the Pied Piper. And
oh
I was
God.
Like, okay. And I followed her and she hooked me up to a drip and I had a hangover cure. It took half an hour and I just watched this bright orange fluid go into my body.
Orange fluid?
It was orange. And
like electrolytes or something?
It looked like a Barocca kind of, which it could have been. It could have just been Barocca dissolved into a drip. But yeah.
And then did you feel better?
Yeah. I felt wet. I know that feels ridiculous. I felt like
you had fluid in your body.
Fluid flowing around my body. Ugh. Yeah.
So I don't think you can endorse this, can you?
No, that's why I've kept it very vague.
Okay, so your feelings about it are vague too?
No, that was great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, you're meant to be a reformed woman because you, with the help of Hugh Kylenberg from the Resilience Project, you were going to digitally detox yourself.
Well, I'm only one day in.
Yeah, but you're holding your phone.
I know, because for this break I'm holding my phone.
You told me when you were at home you were going to put it in the office.
Not when I'm working with you. It's my time when I can be on my phone,
mate. I didn't know. Okay. I thought this whole thing was the whole time you were here, you were going to put your phone
in
the office.
No, when I'm with my family and you're not my family, when I'm with my family, my phone has to be in my office. But it takes 21 days to make a habit, right?
To break a habit?
No, to make a habit. Okay. I think it takes like two to break it or something.
Why?
Yes. So I'm only one day in. So you got to, it's going slowly.
Okay. How's it going?
Good. I was just looking before at my screen time.
Yes.
So yesterday when we started this, I had spent 51 minutes on Instagram for the day.
So in the mid-afternoon,
yep.
51 minutes, nearly an hour.
I'd had 4 hours and 31 minutes on using my phone for that day.
You only would have been up for double that. You've only been up for eight hours.
It said it was
half your waking time on the phone.
Is that what that figure is, 4 hours and 31 minutes?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, God.
Is that since I'm awake or in the 24 hours previous?
No, well, you said it this time yesterday.
And it said it was an hour, 55 minutes above average. That was yesterday.
Above your average, yeah.
Bloody hell. So today, let's see where I'm at today after doing this digital detox. Hold on, I've got to find the right one.
So 4 hours 31 is our starting time.
So 4 hours 31 is our starting time.
And what are you at today? Dun, 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 dun.
Sorry.
Jeez, I got better at it as it went on.
Okay. Oh, I've only had 14 minutes on Instagram.
No, no, what's your total time?
3 hours and 37 minutes. What? No, it's an hour 18 below average.
That's your average.
Yes, but it means I'm an hour below my average. Mate, and instead of 51 minutes on Instagram, I've only had 14.
That's still one third of your waking time on your phone. That's a great improvement.
Steps from 51 minutes to 14 minutes on Instagram in a day is really good.
Where do I find this screen time?
Okay, go across. How many hours have you been on it today?
iPhone. Today, as usual, iPhone, screen time will be reported here.
Okay.
What about how much?
Should I check out how many times you've been on?
Don't.
Okay, today you've been on it for 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Oh, I'm winning.
But you've been on Instagram for 20 minutes, so that's 6 minutes more than I have. So take that, mate.
Hang on, I've been on my phone an hour less than you.
Yeah, but you've been on Safari. Look how long you've been on the internet.
Yeah, 31. Oh, that's not the one I thought you were going to read out.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, that's only 3 minutes, that one. That's pretty good.
It's pretty quick.
Okay. Let's check in with you again on Monday.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, nearly time for us to get out of here, but first, let's do this.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Who wants to kick it off? How are you feeling? You've got tears
I'm
in your eyes.
It's because I yawned.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were feeling really raw.
Reminded me of when I saw a kid in primary school crying and I walked up and I said, "Are you okay?" And he turned around and he had like the biggest face full of tears.
Yeah.
And he just went, I just yawned.
What?
And I was like, that's such a lie.
Aww.
But I did just yawn then.
That's really sad.
Hey.
That he had to pretend he was yawning so that you didn't make fun of him crying.
I wasn't going to make fun of him crying. I was checking if he was okay.
No, I know, but he was worried that kids were going to make fun of him crying.
I guess the lesson here is...
Don't start a talk break with a really sad story.
If you ever see someone crying, don't point out that they're crying. Just ask if they're okay. And don't blame it on a yawn. That's all we've got time for this week. No wrapped award. No, I'm wrapped. I'm wrapped this week.
What are you wrapped?
I'm wrapped because I finally got an insight. I've known about your swinging past for a long time.
Oh.
But finally this week, I got a real insight into kind of the mechanics of how it works and who does what.
Our friends, Paul and his wife Felicity, not swingers, came over for dinner last night. They brought salmon.
Why is your voice breaking and your eyes leaking?
Shazlicks. It was really good.
So good that you wanted to hook up with both of them? Shazlicks.
No, I just think when you've had a baby.
Shazlicks. Is that what you call them? Shaz does what she wants, I guess. It's a swingers party after all. I mean, we've worked out what Shaz does. What is Borden? Buzz, do you want to go next?
I reckon Carrie can.
No, you go, Buzz. What's going on?
Sorry, why are you crying? Did you just yawn?
No. Well, I actually, you know what? I haven't just yawned, Tommy Little.
Oh.
I'm raw this week, guys.
Why?
It's taken me a little while. We've been doing the show now for like 2.5 years together.
Yeah.
We have. Every minute of it.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yep. One of my closest friends.
Thank you. It's called the Carrie and Tommy Show.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, even our opener there for Wrapped or Raw says, let's see what Carrie and Tommy are wrapped or raw about. No mention of Buzz. I'm raw this week, guys, that it's the Carrie and Tommy show, not the Carrie, Tommy and Buzz show. And that is a little note to our boss, Gemma.
That is that's something great to bring up. Why don't you play us some of your highlights from this week?
All right, I will.
Ha!
Okay. Oh, brilliant work, Buzz.
That was good.
There we go. So that's the gear I'm provided.
You know, but on a side note, because you know what I have realised? Well, it does say the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapped or roar.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we go to Buzz every week. And maybe
I also control the mic levels here. So
this
I'm just going to turn
this
off.
Not taking Buzz out of this segment.
Don't turn me off. That's really immature. Because
yes, I am wrapped. Actually, you are the reason I'm wrapped. Are you still on? Talk?
No. Well, I thought Buzz would turn me off.
Yeah, I thought so too. He's too nice.
My attempt at humour just makes it sound like I'm
just another reason why I should be on the show name. But that's another thing.
Still, you've left me on.
I'm wrapped.
I couldn't give you much more of a lead than this. And it's this exact lack of audio cues and how to take them means you're not in the show title.
Carrie,
I'm so sorry, buddy.
How are you feeling this week?
Again, you could just turn me off. I'm still on.
You could just shut up.
Oh, I've realised I don't think Buzz can turn me off. Can you, Buzz?
No, I can only turn both of you off. And I actually want to hear what... I actually want to hear what Carrie has to say. It's real annoying with you being at the granny flat. Real annoying.
Are we attached to the same button?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's great. Oh. I'm so sorry, Buzz. I thought that was you. That was just you doing all you could with your technical capability. I mean, what does it matter? If you're going to turn me off, you're going to turn both of us.
I can't hear what they're saying, but I've turned both their mics off.
Oh, no, wait.
What do you
Carrie,
got?
I'm done.
Okay, see ya. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.